Well, welcome to the online versions of Welcome and Announcements. We have a few announcements this week, but one of the ones that I want to lift up now is an announcement of joy, but also sadness or sorrow. Our favorite sister, Sylvia Marsh, went home to be with the Lord on December the 14th, and the services and the celebration of her life will be at Beavis Funeral Home on Sunday at 2 p.m., followed by the interment at Roselawn Cemetery. But you know what's really neat about our day and time? If you can make it to the service on Sunday in person, that's great. But if you can't, you can go on to Beavis's website. And it's www.beavisfh.com. And you can watch the service live if you like, or you can just go onto their website and look at Sylvia's obituary, and it's really, really neat. I'm blessed to be able to do her homecoming service along with Pastor Bill Peterson from the Calvary United Methodist Church, where Doug Marsh has, Doug basically came to Bethel, and then he went from Bethel to Calvary, but we're all members of the same family, especially United Methodist. I think we forget that, because if you're part of one United Methodist Church, you're part of all of them. And we celebrate that Sylvia had a wonderful life, but I challenge you and encourage you to read her obituary. It tells a wonderful, wonderful story. But like I say, if you can't make it in person at the Beavis Funeral Home on Sunday, you can watch it online, you can watch it live, or you can just nose around in her website and read her obituary and look at the pictures. Beavis does a wonderful job in assisting in death, burial, and resurrection services. The other one that I want to announce is this coming Friday evening. I think it's Friday. Let me look at my calendar. I don't want to mess it up. Yeah, Friday the 24th, Christmas Eve, 5 o'clock. We'll be having a Christmas Eve service here at Bethel. So hope and pray you can come to be a part of that. Now, I don't know of any birthdays this week except the birthday of Jesus. But we also know there's birthdays somewhere. So we'd like to sing a wonderful birthday song. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. And many more. Anniversaries the same way. Anniversaries are special. We all have special anniversaries. Not only wedding anniversaries, but special days, a milestone in our life that we look back and we say, wow, 1 year ago, that's an anniversary too. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary. God bless you. Happy anniversary to you. Well, I hope and pray all is well with you, and hope to see you in church in person soon. But we also know that if you can't make it, you can listen to the online service. And it's just a wonderful thing. Not only audios that we put on here, but Phil puts an awful lot of information on the website. So hope and pray that you nose around in it. It's really an exciting thing. And you'll always find pictures. I talked to Jim Klein the other day, and Jim Klein is now in North Carolina. He was with us for a long time. He is a type of person that corporations hire to go to a satellite office or someplace like that to turn it around, and he did that. He turned around the air gas company office here in Tallahassee, and then he moved on to Valdosta, and now he's up in North Carolina, which is a good thing for him, because he's only an hour or so away from his parents and only 3 hours or so away from his home there in West Virginia. But we called him to talk to him because he participated. We're doing a Christmas box for a family in the neighborhood at our church. And he said, yeah, I want to participate in that too. So he couldn't bring a loaf of bread or butter or anything like that. So he sent us a check. And that was really neat. He said, thank you for keep remembering me. I love Bethel. It became part of my life. And he said, you know what I enjoy? I enjoy the website, going to the online service. And your preacher's okay. But he said, you know what I do? I like to look at the photos. He says, and you know what? With lightheartedness, he said, I want to just see who's sitting in my pew where I sat for those many months that I was with Bethel. Anyhow, enjoy the website. It's a blessing. Have a wonderful day in Jesus' name. Amen.